Thus, it is not merely true, as frequently noted, that 90% of all the scientists who ever lived are now alive, and that new scientific discoveries are being made every day. These new ideas are put to work much more quickly than ever before. The time between the first and second stages of the cycle, between idea and application, has been radically reduced. This is a striking difference between ourselves and our ancestors. It is not that we are more eager or less lazy than our ancestors, but we have, with the passage of time, invented all sorts of social devices to hasten the process. But if it takes less time to bring a new idea to the marketplace, it also takes less time for it to sweep through the society. For example, the refrigerator was introduced in the United States before 1920, yet its peak production did not come until more than 30 years later. However, by 1950, in only a few years, television had grown from a laboratory novelty to the biggest part of show business. So the interval between the second and third stages of the cycle, between application and diffusion, has likewise been cut, and the pace of diffusion is rising with astonishing speed. The stepped-up pace of invention, application, and diffusion in turn accelerates the whole cycle still further. For new machines or techniques are not merely a product, but a source of fresh creative ideas.